Many people consider Ernest Shackleton to be the greatest of all Antarctic explorers. This is not so much because of his achievements, but because of his leadership in a test of survival under incredibly severe conditions. Shackleton's next expedition left England on August 8, 1914, just when World War I was breaking out in Europe. The South Pole had already been reached by the Norwegian explorer Amundsen. Shackleton's goal was to be the first to cross the Antarctic continent from sea to sea on foot. The expedition never even came close to reaching this goal. In fact, they never even reached the Antarctic continent. A ship traveling in Antarctic waters has to deal with two types of ice. Icebergs, which are floating mountains of ice broken off the huge polar ice sheets, can easily sink a ship if hit. Another form of ice is called pack ice. This is flat ice formed on the surface of the sea. A strong ship can push its way through such ice. Shackleton's ship was named the Endurance. For 6 weeks, the crew of the Endurance pushed through 1,000 miles of pack ice in the Weddell Sea, until they were within 100 miles of land. Then, on January 18, 1915, the ice closed in around them, the temperature dropped suddenly, and the ship became locked in the ice. There was nothing they could do but wait until spring came and the ice broke up. Meanwhile, they drifted with the ice over 1,000 miles. They lived by eating penguins and seals and supplies they had on the ship. Shackleton kept their spirits up by keeping them busy with work or football games on the ice. For the first 10 months, they were able to live on the ship, which not only gave them some protection from the weather, but was also their hope of survival. But by October, the sheets of ice began to press harder and finally crushed the ship like an egg. The men removed the ship's 3 small lifeboats and other supplies in the last few days before the ship was completely destroyed and finally sank beneath the sea. For the next 5 months, they had to live on the drifting ice. Shackleton hoped that they would be near Paulet Island when the ice began to break up. There was a small building there with supplies left by an earlier expedition. However, they were far from it in April, when the time finally came to get into the boats. 28 men climbed into the 3 small boats with their few camping supplies. The temperature was minus 23 degrees Celsius, and the freezing seawater poured in on the men as they sailed through the ice for 6 days. At last, they reached a barren piece of land called Elephant Island. Life on the island was no better. 80-mile-an-hour winds and constant blizzards tore up their tents. Shackleton decided to make one last attempt to get help. With 5 other men, he tried to sail one of the small boats to South Georgia, where there was a whaling station run by Norwegian whalers. To reach the station, they had to cross 800 miles of the most dangerous sea in the world in a tiny boat. For several days, they sailed through a hurricane, and the boat was covered with thick ice. When they reached South Georgia, they were on the wrong side of the island, so Shackleton and 2 others had to cross the ice-covered mountains on foot. Finally, they reached the whaling station. The Norwegians thought they were ghosts coming down from the mountains. It took Shackleton 3 months and 3 attempts to rescue the other men still trapped on Elephant Island, but he finally arrived with a ship to take them home. Not 1 man was lost.